You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, if people could have been a fly on the wall while that song was playing, because here are two grown men sitting in here while that song is playing, discussing Taylor Swift for like 2.5 minutes. We just had this long chat about Taylor, Tay-Tay. That would have been one of those moments where it would have made for a nice podcast, just the off-the-air banter.
That's what she wants, right? She wants people talking about her. That's exactly what we did.
And she got it. That's her latest song called Cardigan. Here with your boys in the morning, it's the Dom and Jeremy Show at Mix 100. Jeremy is out sick today. Poor dude. He's just not been feeling good for about 36 hours. Anyway, so he's in bed for the rest of the day. He should be back on Monday. But the trending report goes on. There are ceremonies that are taking place today in New York and Pennsylvania, and I'm sure at the Pentagon as well, to mark the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy. Now, the virus threat has altered some of those plans. It's canceled a few others. But both President Trump and Joe Biden are going to make appearances today to speak at some of the memorials. They just had to have their people get together and arrange to make sure that they did not show up at the same time. So that's going on today. I was very curious about this. Now, Josh, you would have been 6 when this happened.
Yeah.
Do you have actual memories of it, even though you were you in kindergarten or something?
Yeah, I was in kindergarten, and I vividly...
Which freaks me out, by the way.
Right.
Freaks me out that you were in kindergarten when this was going on, but anyway.
I have vivid memories of exactly where I was when my mom turned on the TV. I think my dad called her and said, hey, turn on the TV, a plane or something. I think he said explosion, because we didn't really know. He said an explosion happened. In the World Trade Center, and it was right before we were going to head off to school, and I had my little backpack on, probably my lunchbox in my hand, and we stayed home that day, and we just watched the TV, as I feel many, many people did in the nation. But yeah, I remember exactly where I was very well.
Okay. I remember the radio show that we did that day, because we ended up staying on the air until late in the afternoon. It became like a 10-hour air shift for us, just taking phone calls.
Wow.
And to this day, I will still occasionally get emails and Facebook messages from people who listened to that whole day, and they remember listening to our show while we talked about this. And the thing that stood out for me was the compassion and the togetherness that people had at that time. And I try to stay away from anything overly serious when I send out the Mindbender Club mailer each day, but I did open it up today with just a quick little snippet about that, about how that is what I think is the memory that I have of that day, besides all of the phone calls and everything that people had to say, was the way that the nation did come together, and it was united at that time. And I fear that no matter what, we would never react that way again. And I don't want to say I blame social media, but social media has inflamed the differences between people. And I think we have crossed a line now where, sadly, and I say this with regret, I don't know that Americans would be able to pull together today the way they did back then. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I just fear that we're too busy trying to vilify other people, and that's a shame.
Well, I can see.
And I'm not saying everybody. There are plenty of people who would come together. There's just too large of a vocal faction that will try to blow up everything in terms of our compassion for each other. There's too many angry people.
And I agree with you. I do. I think
it saddens me.
A large part of the people would come together, like you said, and like we saw in 2001. But yeah, I think the way social media is now, there's always, you know, there's the old saying, there's always that one person. I think you're 100% correct in that there will be people trying to vilify what happened, you know? And I think it's a bummer. I never really thought of it that way, but I agree with you.
So that's too bad. But our thoughts do go out to the families of the victims and the survivors, the people who were impacted that day, because there are many. On a lighter note, the NFL season got underway last night. The reigning champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, they were their usual outstanding selves, and they whipped the Houston Texans by a couple of touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes looked good again.
Oh, yeah.
The Nuggets will try to avoid elimination from the NBA playoffs. They have their game five today against the Clippers. It's an early start, so if you want to, if you're working from home and you want to turn the TV on early, it's 4:30 to watch that game. And the Rockies are back home. It's probably too little too late for them, but they open a series against the Angels tonight at Coors Field. Get a load of this study that came out from the CDC. It found, and this is not going to surprise anybody, a new study from the CDC found that people who have tested positive for COVID-19 were twice as likely to have eaten at a restaurant within the previous 2 weeks than people who tested negative.
Really?
They're more likely to go out than people who have not tested positive.
Does not surprise me.
That just says it all, doesn't it? Tom Hanks is back in the news. He was one of the very first, if you think back, was that like March or so? He was one of the very first celebrities that we heard about who battled COVID-19. He picked it up while he was down in Australia. Well, he's headed back to a land down under. He wants to finish filming the movie that he had been working on when he got sick. Apparently, it's some movie about Elvis Presley. And Tom Hanks is playing Colonel Tom Parker. That was Elvis's manager. He'll start shooting again after he waits out his two-week quarantine in Australia. Speaking of actors, the University of Mississippi is very embarrassed right now. They created some souvenir cups for their stadium. You know, those plastic cups where you can go and get your beer or your soda or something, and then you take the cup home. And
I have several, yeah.
Okay. Well, they wanted to put out cups that featured healthcare heroes, a very noble cause.
Absolutely.
The problem, Josh, is that they only did an image search, and they didn't actually vet the images that they found for healthcare heroes.
Oh, boy.
One of the, quote, doctors, end quote, that they put on the cups is actually a porn star who was simply dressed as a doctor for one of his movie roles.
Oh, no.
And now there is egg on the face of the staff and faculty of the University of Mississippi.
That's such a good idea, too. Like, it's such an honorable, noble cause.
And then there was the porn star. And then last but not least, Chuck Norris is 80 years old, and he wants you to know that he does not need to take pills for erectile dysfunction. Chuck Norris is now suing a company that makes an ED drug because they used him in an online ad without his permission. And he says, I don't need that stuff.
It's Chuck Norris.
Listen, if Chuck Norris had to take that, the pill would get stiff. And that's all I could come up with.
That's great.
That's all I got. And that is what's trending now here in the Mile High City and around the world with your Boys in the Morning at Mix 100.